We're going to learn about the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance a year later from the announcement, which came just this time last year. I'm in Kansas City, attending right now the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference and visiting with Rick Tolman, CEO for the National Corn Growers Association. Rick, it was just a year ago when this a new alliance was announced. I think we spoke at that time about what you hope to accomplish. We're a year later, just had the first annual meeting for USFRA, as we know it. Maybe that's a place to start. That meeting was just held. How was the attendance there? What was the kind of discussion that you just went through?
You know, Chuck, it's really exciting to see this, just what you described happening. The real aha moment for me was yesterday we had a board meeting. And I was thinking just almost exactly a year ago, as you described, we had the first board meeting, and there were, 12 or 15 of us sitting around the table putting this thing together and dreaming what it might be. And at that board meeting, we had 20-plus members of the board, and we had the room full. There must have been another 80 people in the room who were excited and interested. And just a great discussion. We were able to raise just right at $10 million for the year. We set a budget for the coming year at 11.1, you know, not anything we compare it to the national deficit, but it's huge money for farm groups to sit together and throw it in the pot, and so that to me was really exciting to think of where we came from and where we are in such a short period of time. Mm-hmm.
So at the annual meeting, outside of the board meeting ahead of that, what were the types of things that you went through in terms of a program for this type of meeting for this effort?
What we're all about is farm and ranch groups combining their resources and trying to get a common message out there to our cousins in the consumer world about what we're really all about. And so we've hired an agency, and they've done a lot of spade work, done a lot of research, done a lot of message testing. And so really right now we're executing the program. So the program today, the annual meeting, was all about what they're doing, what the plans are for 2012. Really exciting. We went over messaging. We went over some of the tactics. We heard from a group of what are called mommy bloggers, but there are people who are very influential in the Kansas City area for other young mothers and the kind of purchases they make at grocery stores. And what are the terms? What are the terminology? What do they want to hear? And it was just fascinating because they really wanted to reach out to farmers and have a better connection, which is exactly what we want to do. So that's what we focused on at the annual meeting today.
Well, as you look at the past year in a little bit of retrospect, one of those, there were a couple of milestones probably, one being a thing called the Food Dialogues, which was kind of like a live webcast from multiple locations around the country. How do you feel about like that effort, for example? It was I assume we're going to see some more of those maybe in the future, but how... how is it perceived by the members that went in terms of helping move you towards your goals?
We're really excited about it. We think it was highly successful. What we were trying to do with the Food Dialogue was to create a conversation and say to the people that are writing about food and are writing about agriculture that are non-ag groups, and again, you're a good exception to that. You understand what's going on. But we want to say, you know, there's a new group in town. It's really made up of farmers and ranchers, and we want to talk to you about food from our perspective. We want to be part of the conversation. And so the Food Dialogue established that. We got people's attention. There were some people who didn't like it or don't like farmers, don't like conventional agriculture, obviously. But there were a lot of other people, a much bigger group, who were really interested. They wanted to know, well, let's talk. Let's have this conversation. Yes, you're right. We haven't had farmers and ranchers involved in this conversation. Let's talk. So what we're looking at now is how do we build on that? How do we get more farmers and ranchers involved in talking to the people that are shaping opinions about food and agriculture? And so really what we're going to be doing in 2012 is training quite a number of spokespersons that are actually farmers and ranchers from our various organizations so they can step up and be part of this dialogue through social media, through conventional advertising, through interviews. But that's so it was very successful. We're very excited about the start that we've gotten.
Well, and I think another moment during the course of this first year that stood out for me is starting the development of the corporate partners, and now you have a number who have come on board to help assist in this effort.
We really have. This was the second phase, as you said. This is a group that we want to have the face of farmers and ranchers, so our first priority was to get farmers and ranchers. We've got egg producers, we've got fresh fruit and vegetable producers, we've got rice, cotton, corn, pork, poultry. you name it. But we wanted our agri-industry partners to be part of it, too, because they have some great insight. They have a great network. And so we just recently have created some categories for them to be part of it. And really excited to say we have about 8 or 10 now that have stepped up and are part of the organization. 3 in particular have really stepped up strongly. John Deere made a significant contribution to the effort and is really a strong partner. Monsanto and DuPont Pioneer are the 3 that are primary that accept at the highest level. But we have about 10 now, and it's I think there'll be another 10 or so by this time next year.
So just I know you said you were looking at plans for basically 2012 at this point. Anything else that especially farmers, people involved in agricultural businesses or in the agri-marketing world, anything else that maybe came out of this meeting or that we should know as we look ahead to USFRA?
You know, Chuck, there's one really exciting new initiative that's not quite ready yet, but it will be in a few weeks that I think farmers and ranchers will be really excited about. I don't know how many times I get a call from a farmer saying, did you see that article in Los Angeles Times or in the Chicago Tribune or New York Times? Blah, blah, blah. You know, just really upset about how it portrayed agriculture as being unsustainable or using too much chemicals or fertilizer or abusing animals. Well, we've set up a mechanism now for farmers to be able to deal with that. So we're going to have a website where when you see an article like that or hear a broadcast or see a bumper sticker that isn't exactly right, you copy it, you send the information, you send a link to it to this website. There will be a group as part of our initiative that will respond with the right information, and we'll post it, we'll get it out to bloggers and say, there was an article in the Los Angeles Times about X, X, and X. Here was the information that wasn't accurate. Here's the accurate story. And so we're going to have a proactive way that we can deal with that instead of just being frustrated about it.
That sounds great. And that's exactly what kind of world we're in terms of social media and the sort of instantaneous, interactive way that you can communicate. And then that's what I see USFRA doing so well already. Well, thank you very much, Rick. It's great to get an update on how things are going with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance.